So when Attorney General Jeff Sessions recused himself from the investigation into Russian meddling in the U.S. elections, Rod Rosenstein became the man in charge. That is, if he's confirmed to be the new deputy attorney general. Rosenstein faced tough questioning on the Hill about his ties to Russia yesterday and whether he would appoint a special prosecutor to the investigation. Rosenstein would not commit to putting a special counsel in place. How surprising was that? And will the deputy attorney general show up in a Saturday Night Live skit this weekend? Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick is watching all of this. What do you think, Todd?
Well, John, as you said, there is a new AG, Jeff Sessions, but he's done that recusal from all of the FBI and DOJ investigations. So now oversight for those does fall to Rod Rosenstein. At his nomination hearing yesterday, as you mentioned, Democrats leaned on Rosenstein hard. They want him to commit to appointing a special prosecutor. Really, this was a way for Democrats to continue highlighting this issue because they think they're getting good press out of it and good pressure on the Trump administration. But Republicans had questions too. Here's chairman of the Judiciary Committee. He's Chuck Grassley.
How would you handle such an investigation? Have you ever discussed with the Attorney General the appointment of a special prosecutor to handle such an investigation?
Well, how I would handle an investigation, Senator, is the way I would handle any investigation. As far as I'm concerned, every investigation conducted by the Department of Justice is an independent investigation. We prosecute tens of thousands of people every year, and every one of those defendants deserves an independent prosecutor.
There's Rod Rosenstein talking to Chuck Grassley. Now, he would not commit to that special prosecutor. Democrats said they were demanding it. But who is this guy? Most Americans haven't heard about Rosenstein, but he's been behind the scenes at a lot of really important times throughout the recent legal history of this country. He's a Harvard law grad. He was 12 years a U.S. attorney in Maryland. And at DOJ, Rod Rosenstein has been involved in some very high-profile and politically toxic investigations over the years. But he still managed, John, to maintain a reputation for impartiality from both Republicans and Democrats, and that's probably what's led to his moment here. He was part of the independent counsel team of Ken Starr in the 90s, investigating Whitewater, the land deal involving the Clintons right in Arkansas. Yeah, he was also just one of a small handful of U.S. attorneys who were asked to stay in their jobs between the George W. Bush and Obama administrations. And during the Obama years, he was called on to investigate leaks about classified information and drone strikes in the Obama administration. Now, Democrats spent most of the hearing yesterday trying to get Rosenstein to commit to this special counsel. They didn't really seem to have too many problems with Rosenstein himself. As I said, he's got all of this bipartisan cred. Chuck Schumer is on the Judiciary Committee. He's also, of course, the Democratic leader. And I asked him after the hearing what he thought of Rosenstein's refusal.
Look, I think he's a fine man. I was disappointed that he didn't say at the hearing that he would call on a special prosecutor. I'm still hopeful he will. When he looks at the guidelines, it's really the best, far and away the best alternative. And I'm hopeful that a seasoned, unbiased prosecutor like Rosenstein will see that.
What? How much of a red herring is this whole special prosecutor, special attorney issue here? Rosenstein said very carefully that every investigation is, you know, independent. It's got its own prosecutor to it. Maybe Rosenstein is being disingenuous there. What's the difference between a regular prosecutor and a special prosecutor?
Well, it's a way to remove control of an investigation from the administration completely. And certainly the optics of a special prosecutor, let's be honest, might send the message that there is some sort of malfeasance to investigate, right? That's why the opposition would so much want a special prosecutor. Look, Capitol Hill investigations, John, into the Russia connections in the election are continuing. Of course, Devin Nunes, who is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said that he'll have an open hearing on March 20th, that's Monday, where former intel and current intel officials will come and testify. So those investigations on the Hill continue. And back at DOJ, now that Jeff Sessions has recused himself, you're going to be hearing probably a lot more from the likes of Rod Rosenstein in the coming weeks and months, if you haven't heard from him already, as he's likely to be confirmed as deputy AG.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
You bet, John.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.